Well, well, well. Hello there, everybody. It's me, Natty Bumpercard. I get... What is this? Who are you? Okay. There's a monster in the room. There's a monster in the studio. There's a monster in here with me right now.
Hey, Natty, it's me, Aloysius J. Pig, and I see you met my friend. His name
hey,
is
Pig.
Lil Monster.
Okay, like,
in, L-A-L?
L-A-L? I don't... How do you spell it? Sorry. I don't speak monster. I'm so sorry. I don't know what you're saying to me. You seem very emphatic about whatever it is that you're trying to say to me, though.
Yeah, so it's L-I-L apostrophe M-O-N-S-T-A. Lil Monster. So that's his name. Lil Monster.
Okay, right Lil there. Monster. Nice to meet you. My name is Natty Bumpercar, and this is... my house, and you're in my studio, and I was just reporting, I'm kind of nervous, recording a podcast, so it's called the Bumper Podcast.
It's a Bumper Podcast. He knows, he's here every year. This is your big Halloween episode, because Halloween's gonna be this upcoming week, and so we always like to, have Lil Monster in, so he can talk about his, what he's been doing, his, gigs he's been up to, kind of shenanigans, whatnot, you understand, a lot of whatnot.
So is this really something that we do every single year? Because it does, I mean, like, it's great that you're here, but I don't know. I was looking at our podcast analytics, which is like how many people listen, and I don't know how many people listen,
Natty,
that can speak monster.
Yeah,
so I don't
listen,
want to.
Don't segregate your audience, okay? Don't just assume that nobody out there speaks monster, because a lot more people speak monster than you know about these days. You look, there's stories out there. There's monster speaking people everywhere. Duolingo? Yeah, that's the app. They got a monster speech thing,
right.
So you can learn to speak monster. What I'm saying
okay.
is. He's been on the show for years and years and years, and you gotta respect him, okay? Okay, he brings something to the table. He brings a niche audience that is very fervent. They're very excited about the show, and he shares it on social media, and so you gotta have the Lil Monster.
Well, hello everyone on this Bumper Podcast, Bumper Car Podcast, Halloween. I don't understand if we have the branding down exactly. It's I, Rufus T. Rufus, the lawyer the Bumper Podcast.
Yeah. And speaking of monsters, everybody, here's Rufus T. Rufus, the lawyer, to come and try to steal my show again, I suppose.
We're fine. I understand. Now you need to settle down, little monster, because I have in my possession some paperwork that was not signed by you, and so you were not authorized to even be in the building. I do not believe you have a badge on. Don't know how you made it past security, but you, sir, are not authorized legally to be in here. So, I will ask you, sir,
Rufus,
to settle it down.
No use, sir.
Settle
Rufus.
It down a bit. And, Mr. Bumpercar, please do not refer to me as a monster. I am not furry. My nose is not big and orange. I do not have any horns.
Okay, Rufus.
So I would appreciate, sir, if you digress.
Hey, Rufus, listen. I'll get whatever paperwork you got with you. I'll get all that settled. But we gotta do the Halloween podcast. We gotta talk to Lil Monster. He's very busy. He's supposed to be on some other shows very soon. And so I don't want to hold him up, and I don't want to hold up other people, because that's how we get a bad reputation.
Now, can you bring me
So we'll be with you. We'll come by your office.
Bring me a beverage of my choice. All right?
Fine. We'll bring that.
Thank
fine.
You.
Just get go.
I'll skidoo, absolutely, but I just want you to know that I would like for my beverage to be silky smooth, cold, and righteous. So that's what I'll be drinking today.
All right, can you
everyone, this has been Rufus T. Rufus, and I do apologize for taking your time.
Yeah, so
toodaloo then.
Toodaloo then. Oh boy, I'm just glad he's gone. So monster, I suppose
monster.
That I should
little
monster. Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Now it's me, producer, and I was saying that the levels for Little Monster are perfect, and I have everything working out very well for you, and I hope that everything on the show is to your satisfaction. Very good. And also,
thanks, producer.
If you guys are getting a drink for Rufus,
Rufus,
and I would also like to have some sort of a drink or beverage.
We're not
I'm kind of thirsty,
yeah,
too.
We're not
if
going
that's
out.
That's okay with you, and that's okay with me.
Yeah, we're not going out. We're not going out. Drinks. Yeah. We just said
you're
that
not
to
taking drink orders?
No, we just said that to
no,
get rid of Rufus.
No one's making a run?
No.
Okay.
No one's making a run.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go back into the booth.
Okay.
The producer booth, and I will just turn the thing to doing.
You're doing
okay.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, thanks, producer.
Good job, little monster. See you next year.
Well, he's still here. He's here for the rest of the episode. So you can actually say hi to him after we finish recording. I'm sorry about that, everyone. Normally, producer doesn't just pop into the show like that, but I guess he heard that we were going to make a run for some beverages, and he decided that it was his time to jump in to the fray. Anyway, okay. So, I'm woefully unprepared because I didn't even know we were having Little Monster as a guest today. But maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about what you do, Little Monster, or how your last year was, because evidently you've been here every year, so that'll be kind of fun.
Wow. Serious business. That's good. Does that really happen? Okay. All right. That seems like he had a pretty busy year. Listen, hey, Natty, he said he's got to go. He said we held him up with all that other stuff, and so he's got to make his next appointment. But
wait,
listen.
Seriously?
Little Monster, you've been amazing.
All right.
It's always a pleasure to see you, bro.
Yep.
I'll see you on the flip side. Maybe at the Halloween party.
There's a Halloween
party? What are you going to be dressed as?
Wait, there's a Halloween party? No, where is it? Can I come? No one told me there's a Halloween party.
Nah.
I want to, can I please come to the, I like parties, and I like Halloween, and I have a cool costume.
I'm just not a fan of, I'm a fan of, I'm all right.
I don't speak monster. Right. See you later. Thanks, little monster. Well, maybe somebody will invite me to the Halloween party. I would love to go. I have a really cool costume.
Yeah.
Pig, what do you think you're going to be for Halloween?
I'm
going to
be what I am every year, which is the easiest and best costume in the whole wide world. I wear a blanket because it's kind of chilly, and I'm a pig in a blanket. It's like, what? Bam. That's my costume. Everybody sees it. Everybody's like, look at Pig. Aloysius tearing it up again. Pig in a blanket.
That's a lot more on the nose than I was expecting from you. So here's a fun thing that I didn't know about until we moved out here to the suburbs is there's a thing called ghosting. You've been ghosted. They also say you've been booed.
Boo.
But not like that. I get booed all the time when I'm on stage. No, what? Yeah, no. Oh, what it is you take like a little baggie. You make a little gift bag, basically. We use brown paper bags and we draw ghosts on them. And you put treats in there, either some Halloween candy or some little doodads or whatever. And you go to your friend's house and you put it on their doorstep and you ring the doorbell and you run. So your car is waiting for you and then your friend comes out. They're like, there's a treat on my front porch. I've been booed. I've been ghosted. Look at me, ghosted with the mosted. And you don't put your name on there or anything. And so it's a big mystery. Who did this to me? Who could have possibly? It's a fun little thing that I really enjoy doing with the kids. And we're gonna do that, I think, tonight, actually. I gotta get my bags all packed. Because they're kicking me out. No. I gotta get the bags packed so we can go out ghosting. Here's a scary thing though. You're out there, you're ghosting people left and right. But then what happens if no one ghosts you? What happens, my friend, when the ghost is unghosted? No, I honestly don't know. That hasn't happened, and it'll probably be a sad and bad scene if it does. Anyway, I gotta go exercise because I gotta fit into my gorilla costume that I'm wearing for Halloween. It's a little thing I got, and I'm pretty excited about it. And I have 3 costumes this year because I'm hosting 3 different Halloween shows. So I figure I wanted to mix it up a little bit. Maybe I'll be a gorilla one day, I'm Mario another day, like Super Mario. And then another day, I might be a gorilla wearing a Mario hat. Who knows? Or a gorilla wearing a Mario costume. It can go all kinds of different ways. So you go out this weekend, ghost your friends, have a blast, take care of yourself. We'll see you on the flip side, I think is what we said to Lil Monsta. Oh, don't forget to follow Lil Monsta on all of his, I don't know if he has really anything. But anyway, this has been Natty Bumper Car, and this has been the Bumper Podcast, and you have been the best. Ooh!